Hey, this is Sydney Taylor. I play at the University of Massachusetts, and this is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
One take, Sydney. Let's go.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball. The Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse. And we got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. We have DJ scratching and drones flying on Fridays if you're into ambiance. And if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we're simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Our guest today is Sydney Taylor, UMass basketball star, St. Anthony superstar. What's going on, Sid?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. We just finished a workout. This is your second year at UMass. How different was it this year versus last year with everything going on with COVID?
This year was a lot different. We don't have the ability to go home. We're basically at school in the rooms with our teammates 24/7 in the hotels, stuff like that. So it forces you to get a lot closer with your teammates. And I think that chemistry helped on the court this year for sure. Our team was very successful.
Yeah, you guys had a great year. You made the all-championship team in the A-10. How often did you guys have to get tested? How difficult was it to really just stay in and not be able to go out and do things that you would normally do, the whole team, really?
We got tested, like, 3 times a week, I want to say, and towards, like, the tournament and the championship, it was, like, every day after the games, before the games. It was pretty repetitive. And during the season, it's hard. It's boring. You're in the room. You're locked. There's really nothing you can do. You can't leave, so it's hard, but.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it keeps you focused and locked in, so there's no distractions. You guys had a great year. Like I said, you made the all championship team in the A-10 tournament. What was that like playing, in the Atlantic 10 and really not many people? They allowed people in the stadiums?
Yeah, there's people.
But how different was it, I guess, not really being able to have a full capacity or, more people than normal? Was that harder or did you kind of get used to it as the season went on?
As the season went on, I was used to it. I think we had about 100 tickets per team, so it was a couple fans in the stands. But yeah, something to get used to. Hopefully, it'll be different next year.
Yeah. So in that conference, what would you say was the coolest place, or the best venue you got to play at, or where?
In that conference?
Yeah, or just in general in your schedule. This year and even last year, what's the coolest place to play at?
Well, last year we went on a foreign tour to Portugal. So that was pretty cool. And this year? Where did we play this year? I mean, all the opposing teams' gyms are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't play anywhere special this year.
Yeah, Portugal is kind of cool. Hopefully next year you get back on track to, having a normal non-conference schedule. Playing, at the Division I level, you went to St. Anthony's. In high school you guys had a powerhouse program. When did you really, lock in and decide that you want to play basketball at the next level and, start doing training like this with me and really get into basketball trainers, AAU? When did it really become, a reality for you that you were going to play at the next level?
I would say my freshman year of high school is when it, like, really set in. We had about 5 Division I seniors on our team, so we had, like, a lot of leaders and a lot of people to look up to, so I definitely wanted to be like them when I graduated my high school career. I would say freshman year. That's when I started getting to AAU a lot more often, working out and stuff like that.
Yeah, shout out to Coach Kenny Parham. We had some fun. I used to come train the team. You know, you guys had a rigorous schedule with opponents and, you know, training basketball-wise and working out with me. What would you say, you know, pre-corona, what was the busiest, like in your busiest time, you know, what was your schedule like from training with me, maybe going to school, having AAU practice after, getting home late and having to do your homework, you know, just what it took to be where you're at now, how much sacrifice you put in?
Yeah, it took a lot of sacrifice. I would say my senior year of high school, I was going to school. I had a job at when school was over. I was working here with strength and conditioning. I was working with another trainer on actual like ball handling and shooting and stuff like that. I was helping a coach out, coaching an AAU program. So I was doing a lot of stuff before my freshman year in college to get me prepared for the next level.
What advice would you give to, you know, a younger athlete, any sport, you know, coming up now, going through what you went through, all the sacrifices you put yourself through? You know, what advice would you give somebody coming up now, you know, any sport?
The tough times is going to be worth it. The early mornings, the hard practices, the hard workouts, it's going to be worth it in the end. So just like, don't give up.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like all, you know, I mean, what did you really have to sacrifice? Were your friends going out maybe on weekends and you couldn't because you had to get up the next day and practice or leave for a tournament? You know, how hard was that aspect? Or you knew you really wanted to play in college, so you knew that was just part of, you know, the grind of playing.
Yeah, it was definitely very challenging. A lot of friends, families going on vacations and out during the summer. My summer was full with AAU tournaments and workouts every morning, every weekend. I couldn't really go out at night. But, yeah, it's just something you have to sacrifice if you want to play at the next level like that.
Yeah. I mean, even for, you know, some of the younger athletes listening now, you know, playing in the A-10, which is a great conference, what would you say, you know, from your senior year of high school? I mean, you basically lived in here all summer training to prepare yourself, you know, physically, and you were doing a lot of basketball as well. But what would you say was the hardest or biggest adjustment from high school to college?
I would say the pace of the game is a lot different in college. It's a lot quicker. You got to be in a lot better shape than high school. High school is also a lot of one-on-one game. You can just do whatever you want, basically. In college, you know, there's a lot of plays, a lot of motion, a lot of running. So you got to be prepared for that.
Yeah, it's a whole different level. You know, there's so many talented players out there. You know, doing this show and talking to a lot of athletes, everyone has, you know, interesting superstitions. You guys being successful this year, do you have any pregame wild superstitions that you have to do every single game?
Not really. We had the same pregame routine in the drills our coach lay out for us. We stretch. We go in the locker room at like a certain time every time. So I guess that is our.
We don't have to eat a certain food or wear a certain thing. I mean, I've heard some funny.
No, I'm not that type of person. Yeah. I don't really believe in that.
All right, you're either ready or you're not.
Yeah. I mean, shoes. I like shoes. I could see that. Like, yeah. I like to play in a certain pair of shoes, but that's about it.
What was it like? You know, obviously you went to St. Anthony, so it was a much, you know, stronger school academically. And like I said, you know, playing for Coach Parham, it was a high demand of doing a lot of basketball as well. But what was, you know, the adjustment like just, you know, being away and now you have to manage all your time academically, you know, traveling all over the place. You know, in high school you're going, you know, an hour away, maybe the furthest. You know, here in college you're traveling, going hours away, staying over in a hotel. You know, what's it like to manage schoolwork, basketball, sleep, you know, just the combination of everything?
Yeah, it's definitely challenging. I think St. Anthony's prepared me pretty well, but there was still a lot of stuff I had to learn. Like you said, being on your own is a lot different. We live in, like, apartments with our teammates, so we're kind of on our own. We're getting our own food. We're going to practice on our own, so it's not like you demand it on your parents bring you to practice. It's you, yourself. So if you're late, you're late. And, yeah, just stuff like that, just growing up is what you had to learn going to college.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely part of the adjustment. And, you know, just the only way to learn is kind of going through it. But, you know, in high school, being, you know, one of the top, you know, female players in Long Island, being recruited by a bunch of colleges. One, why did you choose to go to UMass? And two, what advice, you know, again, going through that whole process of being recruited, would you give to, you know, a younger kid now who might be, you know, being looked at by schools?
The recruitment process is definitely very stressful. I would say don't go with your first option. Explore many options because a lot of students end up transferring because they just go with the first one they see. And that might be a problem with many coaches, but I feel like you just have to check out all your options and see what you like the most. I picked UMass because I love the environment. The facilities were nice. I feel like I fit in with the team, and I like what the coaches had to say.
Yeah, it's a great academic school as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been training together for a while now. Do you remember that first time that we worked out?
Yeah, that was like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't even know.
Long time, right? You're one of the old OG veterans here.
Yeah.
What was that first workout like? Do you remember that first day?
I don't remember the first day exactly, but
was it in Northport or was it here?
No, I never worked out in Northport.
No, only here.
Yeah, it's probably some sled pushes that I didn't like.
That's funny. How hard was it for you during the pandemic when everything got shut down? And were you in school? Did you have to come home? You know, what was that like? How hard was it for you to just stay engaged and staying in shape, number one, and just getting shots up and not knowing if you were going to play, if you weren't going to play, what that whole process was going to be like?
Our season ended, I would say, like at the start of the pandemic, but we were still trying to see if we were going to get postseason play with either the WNIT or something like that. And so when we found out everything was canceled, obviously everyone was a little bit upset. But I feel like that just gave me even more motivation to stay in shape, to get better. I ran every day miles and came work out here. I would be working out in a city. I would just be in my backyard, anything I can do to get in shape because I know I needed to improve a lot from my freshman year at college.
Yeah, I mean, you made a huge jump from freshman year to sophomore year. Do you feel, you know, being a sophomore, going through everything that freshman year, even though it might have been hard in the moment, you know, now you just have a year of experience that helped you? You know, like you were saying, just from a basketball X's and O's standpoint, how much does that first year really, you know, help you learn just the style of college basketball and, you know, having multiple options offensively, defensively, and having to do it at the speed that you're playing at?
Yeah, my freshman year was definitely a learning experience. I got to, like, watch a lot of good players play in front of me. So just learning from them in practice and even on the court, it helped me a lot for my sophomore year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's great that you took that opportunity and took full advantage of it. I think that's the biggest issue nowadays is, you know, kids, you know, might struggle that first year and then they just leave and go to another school instead of, you know, just kind of stay and learn and get better. And now look, you know, you got all championship team in the A-10. So obviously, you know, the whole thing paid off. You know, seeing you grow has been, you know, kind of cool too from where my standpoint, seeing you mm-hmm. back in the Finley days, playing Finley lacrosse to now, you know, being one of the top players in the A-10. You know, so that's a fun part of my job. So we're going to keep it 100 right now. We'll have some fun. Just one word, rapid fire, one word answer. I'm going to say two different things and you just tell me which one you like better.
All right.
Ready to roll? Sleds or resistance bands?
I'll say resistance bands.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Hip-hop.
Long distance or sprints?
Long distance.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Ooh, lunges.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify, Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods, Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix, Hulu?
Netflix.
Drake or J. Cole?
Drake.
What's your favorite late-night snack?
Late-night snack? Any, like, little snack. Like, I like Cheez-Its, Goldfish, Little Bites, anything like that.
It's a perfect college late-night snack.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I appreciate having you. Wish you the best of luck in your next two seasons, even though I guess you technically have three.
Yeah.
If you want to take it. Good luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com.
Fight!